Erev Shabbos time of Tchias HaMeisim. And this is a continuation of the previous article and explanations of what the Rebbe says in the Sikh of Va'eren and Beis, the Malchus, with some even deeper insights into what the Rebbe is saying over here. So in the explanation regarding the Simen Toiv, the good sign of one who dies on Erev Shabbos, how that applies, and the Rebbe says that applies to our era in the last quarter of the sixth millennium, which is Erev Shabbos of the entire creation, because the whole world is 6,000 years and plus another 1,000 that's like Shabbos, so that's like 7 is like 6 days in Shabbos of years. So the Rebbe refers to the concept, when the Rebbe explains that, he refers to the concept of Nisira. Nisira, which means cutting. This Nisira describes what happened to Adam Rishon on the day when he was created. That it says in Bereishis that Hashem put him to sleep, caused him to fall asleep in order that he would separate, that Hashem would separate Chava from him. So from being a back-to-back entity, they were created back-to-back, it says. So Hashem caused Adam Rishon to fall asleep and he separated Chava from his back, and now they became, they gained the ability to be face-to-face and to bring into existence limitless future generations. While his sleep was 1/60th of death, it was a completely positive matter. This is how the Rebbe explains it, that sleep is 1/60th of death, and Hashem made Adam Rishon fall asleep. But this is totally positive, because it was in order to bring about an immeasurable improvement, specifically the ability to give birth to all future generations. So the Rebbe references the writings of the Arizal, the Kisvei Arizal, as a source for the Kabbalistic explanation of what is this thing called Nesira, this cutting. So in the Kisvei Arizal, the Shara Psukim, one finds that the Arizal writes that, he explains what's the Nesira. He says, this matter is that the Moichin, which is in the head of Zah, the intellect which is in the head of the six spheres, goes out from it via this sleeping, and then they are given to Malchus, they're given to the female. This brings about that Malchus grows from a point, right? A point is very, very small and has no expansion. It grows from a point to the full development. So reading this, especially when you read it in the original language, in English it sounds a little clumsy, but it seems to hint at the state of affairs after the events of Chav Zayin Adar and Gimel Tammuz, when the Rebbe, who's the head, the Rosh Bnei Yisrael, is not seen, and Malchus, which are Neshamas Yisrael, the Jewish souls, the Jewish people, receive and develop their potential via the intellectual power bestowed upon them by the head. As the Rebbe said, now I give it over to you to do all that you can do to bring Mashiach in actuality. So just repeating one time what the Arizal says there, is that the Moichin, this Nesira that we're talking about, is what the Moichin, which is in the head of Zah, go out from it via this falling asleep, and then they are given to Malchus. Okay. Now the Rebbe also brings in footnote 40 from Kuntres Sfas Emes, at the end of Emes LeYaakov, who wants to look it up, that there's a Nesira every Rosh Hashanah, which is the most difficult and requires the sounding of the shofar and a great awakening, or something a little bit difficult. There was also a Nesira at the time of Purim, the 70 years of Golos Bavel, and the Nesira which will be in the future, in the time when Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. This is what he writes in that Sefer. These are the birth pangs of Mashiach. That's what he says, that the birth pangs of Mashiach are an inyan of Nesira. I hint that in our times there will also be a Nesira. That's what he's saying. Note that in the first Sicha, in footnote 66, in the first Sicha of Parshas Va'era, the Rebbe mentions that regarding Yehuda, the verse states, she ceased to give birth. Right, his mother, Leah, ceased to give birth after Yehuda was born, hinting at the future redemption, regarding which it says, Shir Chodosh in the masculine. Right, there's Shir HaChadosh, which is feminine, and Shir Chodosh, a new song in the masculine. Because while the female suffers birth pangs, the males do not give birth. That's what Rebbe says over there, implying that the suffering associated with birth ceases when we are in a masculine mode of Geula, as described in the Torah Ori, Parshat Tezriah. Rebbe talks about that. Referring to the effort from below, fitting the avodah of the time of Nesira, and the Rebbe's statements numerous times that there's no need to undergo more birth pangs of Mashiach. And if you listen to it again, it might make sense. Having established that our era is itself the era of Shabbos of the entire creation, how the Rebbe says in the Sicha, the Rebbe now explains the significance. In footnote 63, the Rebbe brings a reference that the time of Tchis HaMesim is Erev Shabbos, the time for shaking off the dust, to quoting the Zohar. This is connected with Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who himself was an example of Tchis HaMesim, because it says in the Gemara how he returned to make Kiddush for his family after he passed away, and that Tzaddikim have Tchis HaMesim at the start of Yemei Mashiach, and again, quoting the Zohar, 40 years before the Erev of Tchis HaMesim for all Bnei Israel. And then the Rebbe goes on to say, and not for the first time either, that our generation will experience eternal life, which is Tchis HaMesim. Eternal life means Tchis HaMesim, as explained elsewhere. But we will experience that eternal life without the interruption of death. So we can, b'derech efshar, understand from this, possibly, that the beginning of Yemei Mashiach was back in Tav Shin Yud Aleph, when the Rebbe accepted the leadership. And all 40 plus years of the Rebbe's leadership leading up to Tav Shin Nun Beis, when the Sikh was said, were in fact Yemei Mashiach. That was 40 years of Yemei Mashiach. After 40 years, which the Rebbe emphasized many times as the beginning of a new era, of having eyes to see, a heart to know, etc., and to be able to fully comprehend the teaching of one's Rebbe after 40 years, the Rebbe quotes that numerous times from Tav Shin Nun, when it became 40 years, from when the Rebbe accepted the Nesias from the... So the Rebbe says that, not the Rebbe says, but we can understand that the Rebbe is saying that if we understand Yemei Mashiach to begin in Tav Shin Yud Aleph, so after 40 years, so now we've entered the period of Tchis HaMesim for all of Bnei Israel, because the Rebbe brought from the Zohar that 40 years before the era of Tchis HaMesim for all Bnei Israel is the Tchis HaMesim of Tzaddikim. Thus, the Rebbe states in the Sicha that when the time of death is Erev Shabbos, his death is in a way that it is emphasized in a revealed way, only the good, mainly through Tchis HaMesim in proximity to the time of burial. In fact, at the Farbrengen of the following Shabbos, Parshas Bo, Tav Shin Nun Beis, the Rebbe said, immediately we should merit the fulfillment of the prophecy, arise and sing those who dwell in the dust. For then all Israel from all the generations are found as neshamas begufim, souls and bodies, regarding which all that is lacking is the opening of the eyes, in order that this should also be seen by eyes of flesh and physicality, since the spiritual eyes of all Yisrael already see these things. That's how it's printed in Sichas Kodesh, the Bilti Muga. In the Muga, it's a little bit different, but in the Bilti Muga, the Rebbe says that all we're lacking for Tchis HaMesim is to open the eyes, to see with eyes of flesh. It's a pretty strong expression. So this all informs us that we are already in the time of Erev Shabbos of creation. The Rebbe, after 40 years of leadership, is telling us that we will all go to eternal life, Tchis HaMesim, without interruption, in proximity to the time of burial, is what the Rebbe brings over there. This unique expression of Tchis HaMesim in proximity to the time of burial should grab our attention. It reads as a description of fact, not as an expression of possibility. Not if the Geula will come now, then this individual who passed away yesterday will be among the first to rise in Tchis HaMesim, which might not come to pass if the Geula didn't come. That's not what it seems like the Rebbe is saying. But rather, the Rebbe is saying this is what's happening now. The era of Shabbos of the 7,000 years of the world and the 7th millennium in Shabbos, in proximity to the burial. It's happening now in proximity to the burial. You just buried him, and he's now already having Tchis HaMesim, just we don't have the eyes to see it right now. It's not a Tchis, or we have the eyes, but we didn't open the eyes to see it. It's not a Tchis HaMesim that is visible to our physical eyes, but it's happening. That's what we put all these things together. That's what the Rebbe seems to be saying, and I suggest to look at it again and see that's very, very amazing things hidden in this Sicha.